week we took down the fashion world. I don't think I'm going to hit anything like that today. I don't think. But the truth is that the problem with just hearing Shmuzin is they're inspiring, hopefully. But there's another inyan here called Das Torah, which is to understand, to become wiser. And if we work on something for week after week, we can come out with something called Das Torah on our level to understand ideas that are not expressed in the modern world. If anything, the Torah runs against all of these anti-COVID messages of the world, like we spoke about last week. And the more we enter the Torah's viewpoint, the more a person can have a shaychus. Otherwise, we're just drowning. We're drowning in all the other ideas that are influencing us around the world. The idea of COVID, we've explained, being mechabed, is seeing something deeper in somebody or something. For example, when we talked about being mechabed your friend, we understood that there's something beyond in your friend. Your friend has a crown, a keser, something that makes him distant from you, something that you are bowing in deference to that thing. And there's kavod ha-Torah. The Torah has a crown, something that's above. What about the sugya of self-respect, of kavod atzmi? Where's the crown over there? Lemaisa, there's an akuda over here of kavod. Kavod always comes with thinking there's something great. That's the sugya of kavod. There's a chayi adam, of all places, the chayi adam. Chayi adam, a halacha sefer before the Mishnah Berurah, this was the bestseller. And the chayi adam says in Hilchos Kibud Avim, how are you mekayim being mechabed your parents? So he says the following thing. He says the way to be mechabed your parents is sheyidame be'enov shem gedoylim v'nichbedei eretz, that your parents are gedoylei oylo. That's what you have to do to be. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, right? The Olam's learning. Af shebe'enei shar b'nei adam enam chashuvim klal. Even though nobody else noticed that they're gedoylei hadar, but you could write a whole art scroll book about your parents. V'zehu ikur kibud. This is the most essential nakuda or definitional point in what kavod is. She'im lo kein hariksiv b'fiv u'b'svasav kibduni v'liba richak mimeni. Because if it's just externals of being mechabed someone, but you don't hold of them, then it's something that the Navi speaks about as external and meaningless. The way to be mechabed is to hold of someone. That's kibud aveim. Of course, you have to be machleu, mashkeu, but it's all in the ikur of holding of them. Amazing. And when it comes to the sugya of self-respect, of kibud atzmi, of having kavod for yourself, a person has to hold of himself. And this is not simple. Because the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah Bitachon that the most mysterious part of us is our neshama. Right? Modern science will tell you that the most mysterious part of a person is the brain. And they're working and working and working to try to figure it out. And the reason why they think it's the brain is because the brain, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, is where basically is the borderline between a human being, his body and his neshama. The neshama is hovering right around here, right on top. Doesn't mean if you go like this, you're going to injure anybody. Like I once heard from Rav Yaakov Hillel as a joke. But this is the place that's the most mysterious to them. And to us, there's somewhere way, way beyond this. There's no research capable of this. To find out what's going on by the neshama that's Nikras Kavod, that goes all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. And a person has to know what type of thing they're carrying. It's not something that's separate from them. It is them. It's a definitional point. It's who they are. When a person realizes this, a lot of nisyonos in life fall away. And this is probably the most important thing to get. And the people who don't get this, they can learn and learn and learn, and they can really embarrass themselves with a lot of mistakes in life. When a person understands who he is, I was once at a simcha many years ago, it was a more modern simcha, and the family had a lot of Hasidic relatives. They all come in, you know, it's interesting. And this little boy goes, "Oi, I'm Hasidish, I can't see this. That Nakuda, that's what we're trying to get. I'm Hasidish, I can't see this. A certain understanding of who you are. My Mashkiach Rav Naftali Kaplan told me recently, this is not a long time ago, I asked him how to work on certain things. He says the best way to work on something is to give a Vad Musar on it. It sounds a little bit like, you know, you're being a faker. He says, no, because it's going to bother you so much that you give a Vad on it, you're going to change. It's a perception issue. If you give a Shalom Bayis Vad, when you're sitting in your house, you go, oy, I give Shalom Bayis Vad. It's a certain way of looking at yourself with kavod. And it takes care of all of the tininess, of all the problems that we have. My father, I have a tremendous hakaras hatov to him. He always has this expression, he goes, what's your last name? I don't know, we're not a famous family. But this was always something I grew up with. All the time he refers to this. Whenever there's something that has to be done in Klal Yisrael or something that has to be done in the community, he says, what's your last name? And I'm makir tov because I see that that does much more than a sefer musar. When you feel like you're somebody, and because you're somebody, you can't be a nobody. You're above. You have a certain nekuda of romamus. And we don't understand what this is, bichlal. As the Tzidkas HaTzadik, Rav Tzadik says, Kishem ois kuf nun dalet. Kishem shitzarech adam lahamin b'Hashem yizvarach. Just like someone has to believe in Hashem. Kach tzarech akar kach lahamin ba'atmo. He has to have emunah in himself afterwards. Whoa, that sounds like, I don't know what I want to say. That sounds like avodah zarah rachman alatzan. Chas v'shalom. You have to believe in yourself just in the, after you believe in Hashem. You have to believe Hashem's involved with you. And that you're connected above. What does this mean to have emunah in yourself? I think this is a quoted but often misunderstood. The word emunah is a certain understanding of something to be true that you can't understand. Rav Tzadok is saying something incredibly profound over here. You will not know how chashuv you are. It's impossible. But you have to believe it. There's a certain point over here that you have to know that something's a reality. And there are times where you'll be convinced and maybe the friends that you're around will want to tell you that you are a cow or worse than a cow. And then you have to pull out the emunah and go, I don't see why I'm not a cow. I have no clue right now. I feel like it's time to be a cow. And then suddenly that emunah comes and says, no. There's something bigger about me. I have an akuda over here of kavod. The Rambam writes that if somebody doesn't do this, it's very dangerous. In the Mishnah, Perek Sheni of Avos, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Al Tehi Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha. Don't look at yourself as a Rasha. Says the Rambam, Kishi Yachshov Adam Atzmo Chaser Upachas. The Rambam doesn't say, you really think you're a Rasha. He says, when you think you're inferior. Lo yigdol be'enav chisaron sheyaseu. There's no chisaron in the world. Nothing that's beneath you, because if you're down here, then everything is your sugya. A person can't think that he's small because he will be small. He'll be shayach to that nakuda of lacking the understanding of the reality of neshama nikras kavod. There's an amazing medrash. The medrash says about Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken, it's in Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Lamed Daled Gimel. Hillel HaZaken, on the Pasuk, Goymel Nafsha Yish Chasid. Hillel HaZaken, Shebishar Sheyen Nifter Mi Talmidah Vayimahalach Valachimam. Hillel was leaving his Talmidim. Amru Lo Talmidah Rebbe Lehecha Nata Hoylech. Where are you going? The Mefarshim explained it looked like he was in a hurry to do something very big, very excited. Amr lahem lasais mitzvah. I'm coming to do a mitzvah. Amr lo v'chimah mitzvah zu. What are you going to do? Amr lo v'chizu mitzvah. What are you going to do? Lirchot be'beis hamerchatz. You're going to take a shower going to the beis hamerchatz. Hillel HaZaken says he's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to take a shower. He's going to the beis hamerchatz. Amr lahem, hein, yeah, it's a mitzvah. Mayim ukunin shel malachim. If you look, there are statues of kings. In all these public places, there are these big statues in town squares and in front of theaters. Mishnas manalem hu markan b'shartfan. There's somebody who's in charge of cleaning these things, shining them. V'hein malin lo mizonos, and they get paid to do this. V'lo od el shubis gadlam doli malchus. He can, you know, be with the greats of the malchus, and he gets praised. Anish and Ivresi B'Tzelem Udzmos. I was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsev ki B'Tzelem Okimos Asadam. Alachas Kama V'Kama. So much more. According to Hillel, Hillel was the most modest person known to mankind after Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? He was somebody who lived in a Metzias of Anava. And here he looked at his body as a statue. As a statue. Now if you compare this to the way the Greeks look at themselves, they also do. They also looked at themselves like a statue. His whole metzias was, I am connected with something bigger. Even when he would take a shower, it was merely cleaning the statue that brings out the tzelem bizmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the spitz anava that you could ever have. Somebody who feels that everything he's doing is being marbe, that chibur of his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Kavod HaAdam. That is what it is about. And last week we discussed clothes. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Rabbi Yochanan called Manyam Mechabdusa, he called his clothes his Kavod, because clothes is the projection of man. It's the way he meets the world. As we said last week, you don't get embarrassed in the shower from yourself. Right? Because you're not projecting yourself to anybody. You're not selling yourself. You're not giving yourself over. Clothes is how I give myself over to the world. It's my metzias. And Taisha says in Ksubis that when you come up from Tchias HaMesim, not only are you going to come up, he says, he has a machlokis here. What are you going to come with? Your tachrichin? No, he says, the clothes that you wore during your lifetime, like we said last time. Right? The clothes that you wore. Right, I hope it's not a Hollister sweatshirt. Right, we'll say Daytona Beach was a separate beach. But that metzias that you're giving over, that is your kavod. What do I represent? The clothes that make the man. And there's another sugya of clothes, of projection, that we have. Just like clothes are projection, that's why there's an issur of beged isha. Right? Tell that to the guys with the pink shirts now. I don't know. Now all of a sudden, all the colors that when I was little, people would call you all sorts of names. Now the biggest and strongest guys are wearing these things. Olam hafach reisi. I don't know, guys. I don't know. The men are women today and the women are men. This is the metzias. But it's usher to wear beged isha. Why? Because it's a false projection of yourself. If you're a man, you have to be a man. You can't wear a girly outfit because you're projecting what you are. There's beged isha, there's beged ish, there's projection. Now there's another sugya. We're going to get very deep over here. We have a lot of makairis. That the clothes that the Gemara is talking about over here are not the clothes you wear. There goes last week's shmuz. All of the Gemaras. Well, truth is, the outer layer of this Gemara is the clothes that you wear. But the stain on the shirt that we talked about last time, that, the ketchup stain, the revav al bigdai, that the Talmud Chacham is mizchayev benafsho, there's an alternative and deeper meaning to this. The Gemara in Shabbos on Ayin Zion that says clothes are from the Lashon levush lovosh, not to be embarrassed, there's an alternative meaning over there. The Marsha says in Shabbos that the clothes that make the man are your midos. Are your midos. How refined you are. How much of a bal midos you are. The Goyin in Mishle, the Goyin says, and it's brought by Arichas and Evan Shlema, the Goyin says, on the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan Kari Lamani Mechabduse, that his clothes is covered, he says, what is that? It's your Midas. And in Mishle Yud Aleph Tes Zion, he says, Eishes Chein Titzmach Kavod, HaKavod Eino Rak Im Yesh Boi Midas Tovus. Kavod is only if you have good Midas. This is what the Goyin says. And the Goyin says that this is the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is the clothes that make the man. Are midas. And the Me'iri in Shabbos by that ketchup stain Gemara says by Richos that it's not just going on a ketchup stain, it's going on a flaw in midas. What's the connection between these sugyas? What is this? Clothes and midas? The answer is simple, Rabbi Isai. And we have to really understand what it is to have self-respect. What's a ketchup stain? What's a ketchup stain? Right? Grease over here, grease over there. What are these things? Why are they so embarrassing? Because you're wearing something that, over here, it shows how tiny you are. Over here, if you zone in over there, you're tiny over there. It's not good exposure. It makes you look like you're a ketchup. It makes you look like you're a hot dog. That's a false projection of who you are. And that Talmud Chacham who has such a thing is Mischayev Benafsha for misrepresenting himself. But somebody was a jerk, Rabbi Osai. And unfortunately, this is a very painful sugya for me. I want you to know. This is a painful sugya for me. Sometimes I will hear of people who are glowing in the dark in Kedusha when I know them. And somehow I figure out from the tzaddikim and the base managers, no one tells anybody anything, but this job of mine is a great big puzzle. You just put like 5 or 7 conversations together and you get to know everything that's going on in yeshiva. It's unbelievable. It's like I could write a doctorate on what goes on here. It's unbelievable. This one to this one, if that one is that one, and that room and that room and this one and that one. Wow, I can't believe he did that. I'm going to kill that guy. But it's a ketchup stain on the person. You say, what? Him? He treated his roommate that way. He spoke that way. He went there. He did that. That's not him. He's misrepresenting himself. It's not mechubad. It's embarrassing. And the problem is that we don't treat it this way. We don't treat it like something like, gotta get that out. I can't go out in public like this. We don't treat it like that because we don't really respect ourselves in that way. We don't say to ourselves, I'm not somebody who would speak to someone that way. I'm so embarrassed with myself. The nekuda of kavod atmi is where a person feels that this is not me. I don't identify with this. There's a certain amount of shame. And a person could go to a shmooze from here till tomorrow, till the end of his life. If he's missing this nekuda of feeling like he's somebody, it'll just be in one ear, out the other. He'll miss the whole thing. He'll miss every nekuda of kavod that there is. There's so many madrigas to this that tzaddikim have. A Rebbe of mine told me, a big mashgiach, he said, true story, he said this in his house, he was being serious, he said he won't eat a falafel, even b'chadrei chadar. He won't even eat a falafel like in closed quarters where no one's around. Why? He can't open his mouth wide like this. He can't do it. He says it's such an embarrassing experience for him, just to know how far this could go. So embarrassing, Lefi, the level of kavod that he's gotten to, that he simply will never be able to. Nobody in the room, the man, will not open his jaw like this. And I noticed recently, someone was commenting, my son was far away, and I said, Yitzi, like that. And he says, why don't you just call him? He was very far away. I don't know, why can't I call him? I don't know, what's going on over here? And then I found a Rambam. And I'm like, wow, this explains my craziness. And it's unbelievable. Says the Rambam, I was so excited to see this. Unfortunately, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but at least I'm a wannabe. Talmud Chachamim lo yetzoyik v'tzavach b'shas diburo ki behemos v'kichayis. If you scream, yo, Chaim! We don't do that. I don't know where we got that from, but you know what? Enough Rashbas. After enough Rashbas, you can't do that. Why? Because according to the Rambam, that's what the monkeys do in the zoo. You live in a different mitzvah, and you can't get into petty arguments with your spouse. You can't try to control your children when you're this way. How could I do that to him? How could I do that to her? When a person is living in this ma'areches, all things fall by the wayside. I'm a somebody. And if I'm a somebody, this is mamish beneath me. This is something that I can't have in my life. A friend of mine told me, he has a cousin, and his cousin's name was Chris. We're changing the names for the things get out there, but it wasn't much further than Chris. It was a close second to Chris. Probably even Trump's Chris in a way. So there's a Chris. And Chris was somebody who was a totally secular Jew. Fine. But my friend, who's his cousin, wanted to help him out. So he's telling him about he's a Jew, and you know, not only that, he's a Kohen who's a Jew. Fine. So he told him this one time and explained to him what a Kohen is. Fine. He gets a call. True story. He gets a call. My friend, he gets a call. He says, "It's your cousin, Chris. I'm about to marry a Gentile girl." Okay. That's not his problem. Says, "That I'm fine with, right?" He goes, "But she's divorced. And you told me I'm a Kohen. So I don't know what to do." True story. So he says, "Well, why don't we try to educate you, and we'll pay for a ticket that you go to Eretz Yisrael to learn a bit about what it is to be a Kohen." And he went, and he's learning in the Mir now. He's mamash learning in the Mir for many, many years. He's ready a Talmud Chacham. A certain Kavod Atzmi takes care of so much, Rabbi Yisai. It takes care of so many Nakudas. And it's been bothering me something very much. Paining me, I would say. I don't understand certain things until now. Now I've decided. I paskind on certain things. I paskind. That's it. I paskind. Never said that before. Paskining. I don't understand how certain guys who are doing extremely well can go to mixed speeches in the summer. I don't understand that. I didn't. I paskind. I didn't understand it. First of all, I understand that they're kalidas. They're always like the guys who basically think that they're in the Bahamas and they come to yeshiva. But those aren't the guys who are doing well in yeshiva. But then there are the guys who are doing well, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how good guys can go to Game Zone. Didn't understand it. And then I paskined on this. I said I was making a terrible mistake. There's no way that someone goes to a mixed speech. You can tell me, you can box with me, whatever, throw tomatoes at me, I don't care. But I know everybody well. And nobody's going to tell me that people are going to mixed speeches for taiva. I don't believe it. It could be sometimes they are, but not the times when they do. Now, not the times in yeshiva. They're not doing that. If they're doing well in yeshiva, that's not why they're going. You know why they're going? Because they're afraid of being a ben taira. If you go to a separate beach, you're nervous, you're turning into something scary. You're turning into a ben taira. And it freaks people out. They'd rather go to a mixed beach and not have to face that they're mechubed, that they're mechuber, they have the emuna, that they're shayach to something. It's just not worth it. Because if I'm a ben taira, whoa. But that's kavod atzmi. It comes with a price. One time I said in the shmuz that whoever does this is not a ben taira. So you know, someone who's angry said to his rabbi, "Rabbi Stark says that, so I'm not a ben taira." Fine. I have news for him. He is a ben taira. He just doesn't know about it. When he gets to Shemayim, they're going to show him that he's a ben taira because he's attached. You can't just decide what you want to be. It's not like you can order this. You are part of a Mamlechus Kayhanim V'Goy Kaddish. You can avoid it as much as you want, but the joke will be on you. And it's such a schus to be able to say, I'm beneath going to mixed beaches. And if you see the people who make decisions in yeshivas, who do these things, I don't want to be seen in Game Zone. It has nothing to do with watching movies or this. But if you are willing to be seen somewhere, that means you don't have respect as a yeshiva bacher. That's much scarier. It's much better to want to watch all the things in Game Zone, all of them, from morning till night, than to not have a certain feeling of I'm above being seen in this place. That's very scary. Because that uproots the whole nekuda of haneshama nikras kavod. It undermines the definition of self-respect according to the Torah. And a person has to feel like he has something. He has a name. Like the Maharal says in Nesiv Shem Toiv. The Maharal says the highest level, as it says in Pirkei Avos, above Keser Torah. Above Keser Torah is Keser Shem Toiv. What people say about me. What are my midas? Every person is mechubed to stand over here. You are. All of you. I get paid to do this. I have to do it. You have to suffer through it. But you're all up here. You know how you're up here? Whenever someone mentions, Baruch, Yaakov, says the Maharal, that every person, when you hear their name, they're giving a shir klali. You all of a sudden in your head go through all the things that they do, and that's what they represent. That's who they are. They're giving shir. Their whole life is about a keser shem toiv, having a good name. And he says that thing is so important that even if you do something that you're innocent, but you ruined your name, he says you lost the game. He writes this. He says because you don't have a good name anymore and you're not representing anything anymore. So even if you're innocent, but you've got to watch out for your name because that's your covet. That's who you are. There's only one person like this. There's only one neshama that's offering this nekuda. And he says, Viter, he says that someone who has a shame ra, what's a shame ra? Mechalo atzmoi v'kvoidoi. He does things that are beneath his dignity. And don't think that beneath your dignity is running through Times Square with a speedo on. That's, I hope, beneath your dignity. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the dignity of a ben Torah. If you define yourself by the Goyim, you will be a better, more sophisticated behema. You'll be a chazer with tzitzis on. But there's an akuda of covet over here, of feeling big. And someone who gets this in yeshiva, got it. Someone who didn't get this, misses everything. He will cheat on his taxes. He will argue with his wife. He will try to control his children. He will not watch his eyes. It will all fall apart. Iker chaser min ha-sefer. There was a bachur who came back from America recently. And I was in the schmooze mode here. So he told me, Rebbe, I didn't watch the movie going there and going back. It was brutal. It was hard. But I did it. I did it. So now I was ready to test my theory over here. So I said, how'd you pull through? He said it was a 787 Dreamliner, which is a beautiful plane, and these screens, Rabbi Yisrael, it's like surround sound, big screens, a different madrega. So he said, it's Osir. I said, I don't buy it. Osir. So he said, you're right, Rabbi, okay. He said, I'm not that guy. That's not me. I said, oh, you got it. You got it. This is what it is to be a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah is a reality. We got the Torah. We are B'nai Torah. There's no such thing. So I'm not a B'nai Torah. You don't have a choice. And there's no greater schus. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenislam ha-Torah. There's no greater srara. There's nothing to hide from over here. There's no greater schus in the Welt. We should all be zeicha to be marbed this nekudas hakavod.